Okay. All right. So,
All that being said,
no, we just concluded over here that it would seem, according to the Rambam, the only kiyum atifa in tefillah is atifa betzitzis, because that's the old girsa. That seems to be the girsa, the authentic girsa. In Hilchos Tzitzis, where he says that, it's good for my back. He says it's a genai with Talmud Chachamim. Sheyispalavu eino otuf. That's what we have. But in the Ksav Yad Teiman, it says eino otuf petzitzis. So that means if a Talmud Chacham is not wearing tzitzis, that's a genai, and that's the context of the whole halacha. It would be strange if it didn't mean tzitzis. But then you'll have to say, even in Hilchos Tefillah, when he says in Parakei Halacha Hey that part of the tikkun hamalbush is derech kol hachacham val talmidim shlo yispalu el kshin atufin, so that must mean atufin betzitzis, because if it's not atufin betzitzis, then it's a genai. That can't be the derech. The derech can't be derech genai. You could argue that there's still so, but the question, the theoretical question, the conceptual question, is there a kiyum of atifa stam, or as he always means atifa betzitzis? That's what he means. So you could say in tzitzis he's talking about atifa betzitzis, and in tefillah he's saying, and if you don't have tzitzis, you should at least do atifa. But that's not the lashon of the derech of the chachamim. That's not the derech. The derech is not the bidyeved derech. The derech is the way that the lechatchila. So that should certainly be in tzitzis.
Other non-tfilas, like you're not wearing talis or tzitzis.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Is what you should be doing.
What?
You should be ashamed. It's not the derech of Aruch Chacham, but that's what the Rambam is saying. I mean, Myriv is a question. Myriv is a question. Right, but Marv is a Rishus, so I mean. But is the question, is there a kiyum of a hat? That's the question. I know. Right, there was one guy in yeshiva. If he's listening to this, he knows who he is, who was very bothered by guys wearing hoodies or baseball caps, things like that. Well, baseball caps not as much, but hoodies, and because it's not derech covered.
You never go in front of a.
Right, as they're a hoodlum.
Yeah.
Right. That's right. So is it Yotze Schar Befseido? You know what I mean? It's a good point.
Yeah.
Certainly, if Atifa is really only Betzitzis. All right, but then it would mean it's a kiyum like he quotes over here, in the. No, it's because the question is, what is that kiyum of having tzitzis? So of atifa, is it stam just that you're secluded? Then it can be in anything. It doesn't seem like a hat would help with that. But if it means like you should have a certain seclusion, so you're wrapped up in something, then you could say. Even something you're not necessarily chayav tzitzis in, maybe a hoodie would give you that feeling of seclusion, more like a feeling of hiding in those things. But if it's a kiyum, like the Hagos Maimonios quotes, is a medrash that says you're davening and you're oches betzitzis and all those things, then it's dafka because you're wearing cheftza shel mitzvah when you daven. Gives you a certain hakara, a certain recognition. Okay. Anyway, let's get back to Sanhedrin. So, now, is the hat if the hat is not part of atifa, it could just be stam part of tikkun malbush. That if you go in front of an important person, you wouldn't go without a hat. Then that's tikkun malbush. Then that's no different than socks, right? But it becomes an interesting question. In terms of society at large, since JFK, hat sales have gone down.
Really?
Yeah. He was the first one to wear, to go out without a hat. He was the first. He was the first, yeah, Gili Rosh. So then the fashion of wearing hat was declined after that. But you have this funny thing that in the yeshivish world, that's what they wear. So how do you define Tikkun Malbush? Right? So you could say, well, for them, they wouldn't do that without wearing a hat. They wouldn't go anywhere without wearing a hat.
So then it's a very subjective thing.
So then it's a, I mean, it does make sense that if a group has their particular Derech Malbush, that's for them, Derech Malbush.
It's a group-based phenomenon.
Group-based phenomenon, because it's how you perceive yourself. Okay, so it turns out we got to take a little bit of a step back from what we were doing yesterday. There are a couple of interesting machlokes in over here.
Is yesterday recorded?
Yeah.
Wait,
it's in the can.
Where are you in right now?
Chof Tes Amar Aleph and Sanhedrin.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So let's take this question first. It comes out there are a few different shitas here. Let's see if we can put them together. So if you again the Mishnah says Lo Amar Klum. He didn't say anything until he says that he admitted to us, okay, that he's chayev to him 200 zuz. So what does that mean, he admitted to us? So Rashi says, Hodelo, Shayushneim bifonenu. They were both in front of us, meaning both who? Meaning the Malva and the Lova were in front of us. Lehodos niskaven. And he intended to admit. Lios lo Adem Bedover. Right? How's that go? Shoyishneim bifoneinu lahodos. Right, they were in front of us to admit. Niskavein liyos lo edim bedover. And we intended to be edim. Right? Okay, but then the Gemara says that this is a raya to Rav. And Rav says, Tzarach shiyomar atem edai. So the question is, how is this a raya to Tzarach, to the fact that you have to say atem edai? All the Mishnah says is that they admitted to us, that we were there when they admitted, right? Bifoneinu, we were in front, it was in front of us. How do you get from there to Atem Edai? That's a very specific statement, right? So take a look at the Rush. Take a look at the Rush on Chof Dalet, okay? So the Rush says, "Misayeya leila Rav, the Omar Rav, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Tzarach Shiyomar Atem Edim, Itmar Nami, Omar Rav Chiya Rav, Omar Rav Yehuda, Tzarach Shiyomar Atem Edim." That's a different gear. Shekein Mashma Lishna the Masnisin. Listen to the Rush. He's saying it's Mashma from the Mishnah that you have to say you are Edim. Why? Diketani Bifaneinu Hodelo. It says, in front of us, he admitted. Velo katani shamanu shehodelo. Right? This is like the Bach says in the Rashi. It doesn't say we heard him admit to him. De bifonenu mashma sheyached lanu le'edim. When it says, this is the diak we made in Rashi, that when it says bifonenu as opposed to shamanu, shamanu would just mean we were there and we heard it. Bifonenu means, it has the implication of, he stood us up, he appointed us, and then he wanted to make his odafka in front of us. Meaning there was a preparation to define us as the Edom. That he was miyached. She'omar halove moda ani bifnechem, fa'atem te'idu olai lo. That the borrower says to the Edom, I'm admitting in front of you. And I want you to witness this. That's bifonenu. Bifonenu means we were part of the hoda, right? As opposed to saying We just happened to hear what transpired. So according to the Rush, or the creditor says, you guys be my witnesses. And the Love says yes. Or the Love doesn't say anything. But, acher lo. So according to the Rush, it's very clear. There's only one way that the Hodah works. Dafka if the Love acknowledges them as Edom before he gives his Hodah. Okay? If he doesn't specifically appoint them as Edom, then it's no good. That's Atem Edai. You are my Edom. Okay? And Bifaneinu, he's saying, is Mashmanat. Okay, but take a look. I sent you the tour, right? It's a machlokas. It's a big machlokas in the Rishonim. I mean, we can go through the those texts, but the Rambam has it also very clearly. The Rambam also has it like this. In Perek Zayin, Hilchos Toin V'Nitan, he says like this. Hamoda bifnei shnayim sheyesh leploni etzlo mona. If someone admits in front of two people that he owes somebody money, ve'omar lohem biderech hodoya, and he says it to them by way of admission, lo derech sicha, not just stam talking. Afal pisha lo omar lohem atem edai, even though he doesn't say specifically, you are my witnesses. V'yafa pisha eina toveya imo, even if the guy, his claimant is not there. Harezu edus. Okay. Tavu bedin lamachar, if he schleps him into din tomorrow. Im omar lo hayu dvar me'olam, ein shomen lo. If he says it never happened, we don't listen to. U'mashalim al piyam. V'meid echad nishba hov omar derech hodaya. So the Rambam holds that there is such a thing as derech hodaya, saying it in a very serious way. Okay, and that's what the Ran said that I quoted, that I showed you. See, because the Ran said on this case, the Gemara says that if a person hides two witnesses behind the wall, and he goes to his friend and he says, "You owe me money," right? And the guy says, "I do." So that doesn't count. Because we say that he wasn't doing it as an admission. You could always say later, "I was just joking," right? That's the general rule. That if you don't do it that's what the Gemara says. Omar mone li biyodecha. If a person says, "You have my money," and the guy says, "Yes, I agree," and he takes him to Beis Din tomorrow, and he says, "Here are the witnesses that heard you say this." He could always say, "Yeah, I was joking." Okay, so the Ran says, let's just simplify it. So basically, that's what the Gemara says. If a person admits in front of two Edom that he owes somebody money, he could always say he was joking. Okay, unless, so the question is, the Machlokas, the Rush and the Rambam is, when can he not say he's joking? When is it definitive? So the Rush says it has to be that he says Atem Edai, specifically. You are my witnesses. Whereas the Rambam and the Ran and the Yad Ramah and the Rif, they say there's a serious way to say it. As long as he said it in a serious way. When it says in the Mishnah, that's the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah was the simplest one. He says, he's exactly counter to the Rush. Listen to the Yad Ramah. He says, "Nir alonu lefarish tohachi kamasayeli l'rav." Notice how does the Mishnah saying "bifaneinu hodelo" prove that you have to say "atem edai"? Midikatani bifaneinu hodelo demashma derech hodaa, v'lo katani bifaneinu omar lo. So he's medayik from the lashon of hodelo, as opposed to omar lo. V'hai dekomer rav tzarch shiomer atem edai lav ad omar lo atem edai. It doesn't literally mean unless he says those words. Dafka eladugma. It was an example. V'hu adin l'chol lishna demuchach de la oduye mechaven, the havi hoda. And it doesn't literally mean you have to say, you are my witnesses. It just means, it's just an example of a serious statement. But if he does it in any other way that makes it clear that it's a serious statement, then he would be, it would be considered the hodah. Okay? So it's a difficult machlokas. These types of machlokas are very difficult. The Rambam sounds like it makes perfect sense. The Mukiyos, it makes perfect sense. What is the rush specifically saying you have to say Atem Eidai? It's difficult. It's difficult. How do you define these machlokas? How do you approach these machlokas? Now, on top of that, we have the question from yesterday. The question from yesterday was, the Bala Mor had another interesting shita. He said, unless you say it dafka to two Eidim, it doesn't count.
Well, the Rush says, doesn't the Rush also say that?
No.
What's the Rush?
The Rush holds, if you would say a Hodah in front of one Eid, it would also be good. As long as you say, you're my witness. According to the Bala Mor, unless you say it dafka to two Eidim, it doesn't count. It's nothing. Even if you said it to one aid, you say, hey, you be my witness, one person, you be my witness, and then you bring me to Beis Din and you bring the witness, I say, yeah, I said that, but I was joking. The Bala Mor says, we believe you when you say you're joking because you only said it to one person.
It's not a separate question of like whether one aid is that sufficient to make two aid?
So we always say one aid is not sufficient, but one aid can make you chayav a shua. But the Bala Mor says won't even make you chayav ashur. And all the other Rishonim disagree with that Bala Mor. They say one aid is enough to either make you chayav ashur, or if you admit that you did that, then you wouldn't be able to say I was joking when I said it. So there are sort of three things I want to try to mush them together and see if we can get let me explain these three questions. So one question is, do you dafka have to say Atem Eidai? That's the Rush. Or is it enough to say something that's muchach that you're serious? That's the Rambam and the other Shitas. And then there's a third thing hanging out there is, what if you said it to one aid? Does that dafka be to two aidim or even to one aid? Okay. But what I want to try to teach you over here, try to convey over here, is the way to go about thinking about these machloks. Okay. How do you define these things? Because there's a tendency to try to go down into like a Tom level of like, we just want to see if he's telling the truth. You know, the Rush holds you have to be more careful, you have to say it definitively, you have to be specific. But it becomes very hard to find reasons like that. It just becomes like wishy-washy. Rush holds you need to be 100% sure. The Ram just needs to be... I mean, how do you define these things?
Human psychology points.
So... So it's difficult. It's difficult. So let me just give you an approach to the way I'm thinking about these things, the way I'm trying to work these things out. And I think the right approach is, we saw it a little bit yesterday in the Bala Mor and the Ramban, that they were arguing whether Hodah is like a Kinyan or not. Okay. I think the idea you got to look for is, you have to sort of try to think about defining what is the Tzura of a Hodah. Now, a Hodah, an admission, is a halachic entity. And like any halachic entity, it has a tzura, it has a form, it has a definition. Okay, we're searching. Don't jump to the tam realm. Let's look for definitions. Let's look for the way we can define things. Okay, requirements, tsuros, and whenever you're thinking about these kinds of questions, it always helps to think about other forms that there are that we can reference. So I'll give you an example. The way when I was thinking about the Rush, what struck me was, what is the requirement of saying Atem Eidai? What's the requirement of saying you are my witnesses? Halachically speaking, what does that do? What is that accomplishing? Or what is that creating? So I think, let's think about it more. But To my mind, it reminded me of something. It reminded me of. It makes me. It has a certain reminiscence of a Hagodas Eidus, of being magid to somebody. In other words, it seems like the Rosh is learning. In order to do a proper hodah, you need to be magid to Eidim. You have to testify to Eidim. In other words, there's a certain
to
Eidim.
To.
Uh-huh. You have to. It requires. Well, let me. The tsura, the form of hodah, has the form of hagodas Eidus. It's like a hagodas Eidus outside of Basin. There's a certain thing, you can have a certain, but if it has the tsura of Hagodas Eidus, then by definition you must appoint Eidim. In other words, listen to what I'm trying to say. What's the difference if I testify, if I say to somebody in earshot of two Eidim, I owe you money, or if I say, listen up, I owe him money. Okay, one is they're just witnessing an event. The other is I'm magid something to them. Unless I say atem edai, you can't say I was magid to them. They overheard. But the rush, but the rush seems to be demanding that they not just hear, but that they're spoken to. So, in other words, that's really the very first step. The very first step is to ask yourself, what's the difference if you appoint them as Eidim or not? So, it's like you were saying, Matt. They're a part of it when you appoint them. But what are they a part of? They're a part of your testimony. They are the recipients. There's someone to receive the word. So it has a hodah, it seems, according to the Rush, that a hodah has the tzura of a hagodas edus. We're not inside the Beis Din, and they're not witnessing an event, you understand? They're not witnessing an event. So they can receive. A hodah means that I take two people and I magit to them evidence that can be brought to Beis Din. But that has to be dafko if I'm magid to them.
And that requires two.
That requires. Well, no, that's not. Let's not talk about the two question right now. You would think so. I agree. It sounds like that. But it requires you to at least direct it to them.
That makes it illegal?
No, it's the form. It's the form of a hodah. A hodah is not. A hodah. Had in order to be a proper admission, it must be to Eidim.
Would the Rush hold that if would the Rush say
that's the tzura
that Eidim existed, that this would all have to be done in front of Beis Din?
Yes. If it wasn't for that, it would have to be done in front of Beis Din.
Right. So essentially, they're just an extension of Beis Din, and it's unrealistic to assume that Beis Din could be everywhere to witness every single event that would require
either. Right. I mean, that's a good rationale. But just defining it, it would seem it requires it's a Haggadah. It's a Haggadah's Eidus.
What's the other, like the classic example of Haggadah's Eidus?
Like in Beis Din, yeah. It's like an ex, it's like an out-of-court testimony. But it has to be to an aid. Okay. Whereas the Rambam and the others are learning differently. We'll think about the others. Let's see if we can. I'd like to see if we can put in the Rambam in one other way, and then the Balamor. If you want to think about the Balamor is close. It seems closer to the Rush, but we'll have to put it all together.
He's told you have to say Atem Eidai, you must say
it seems so.
One doesn't work.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. If you say Atem Eidai, aid to one, it doesn't
He holds it's like a joke. That's like, you can still say I'm joking.
That's a separate issue. Right?
It's a third, right. It's a different issue, I think. It's still part of a question of Odah. It was still a question of Hodah. The Baal HaMor is still a question of what Hodah is, yeah. That was the reason why there is this form, because they're not witnessing anything. They're not witnessing an event. If they witnessed the halva, that would be an open and shut case. They're just witnessing somebody saying something. Okay?
Which is, so it can't be
inferior. Why is that inferior?
Because he could say, I wasn't really saying it as an admission. I was saying it as a joke.
So to be equal to like being a witness is seeing an act, you would have to say that it has to be to them.
Exactly. In other words, this...
Why seeing when you witness an act doesn't have to be to them?
No, to be equivalent now. To make the dibur like they witnessed an act, right, they have to be, it has to be directed to them with the intention that it's a legal statement.
Because
legal is not, dibur is dibur. Dibur is, you can mean anything by dibur.
I just thought that's part of what the Hodah is. Part of the Hodah is to it.
Well, he's trying to give, Gil was asking what the rationale is. So the rationale is because they're not, it doesn't have the form of a Hodah, because a guy could just say, I didn't really mean I owed you the money. You were bothering me. I said, yeah. Like Rashi says, I said, yeah, because you said I owe you $100, and I knew it wasn't true, so you said something that wasn't true. I just answered you also something that wasn't true. I thought we were just having a little joke together.
Everybody agrees to that, though, no?
Yeah.
The question is only if it's derech Hodah, but you don't specifically say Atameda.
Right.
Or it seems like you were serious about it, you just didn't say.
Right. So the Rush says, therefore, Hodah is a... The only way to make a guy chayav for what he said is, halachically speaking, is through this institution of Hodah. Anything that's not the institution of Hodah is not, is just Dvarim Ba'alma. They're not.
They witnessed an event,
and it's not clear what the event is. The guy could always give the taina, I didn't mean it. Now the truth is, if they witnessed an event, okay, and they bring the guy to court, and he doesn't say he was joking, they'll make him pay.
Oh, right.
Because then, right then and there, he's basically admitting it. That's right.
Yeah.
Right. So it's just that he can refute that by saying, I was joking. And the only way to make it definitively a Hodah is when he's magged it to them. But it doesn't mean he'll definitely, it doesn't mean it's nothing what they witnessed. Then we need to probe the veracity of it. And we'll see what he says. If he says, yeah, I meant it, then of course, then he's basically giving a Hodah right now. And any Hodah you give in front of Beis Din is definitely binding. Okay? So don't get mixed up by that. Don't think it means nothing. Don't mean, there's always, it's only a question of what is definitively a chiyuv from this dibur. Right. That's only when you do what he's calling the form of Hodah of being magid to the Edom. Anything less than that is open to later interpretation.
According to everybody, once you have Hodah, then if you say, I was just joking,
we won't listen to him. Exactly.
Right,
question is,
Rambam,
what, exactly. The only question is, between the Rush and the Rambam, is at what point will we say that we don't believe that you were joking?
That was a Hodah, and now we don't believe it.
Exactly.
What do you mean, at what point?
In other words, according to the Rush, anything short of saying Atem Eidah, you could always say, I didn't mean it. According to the Rambam, there's something called Derech Hodah, that if you did it Derech Hodah, then you can't say you were joking anymore. We won't believe you anymore.
What I'm saying is
that what that is really guiding you towards is, what is the definition of a Hodah? Okay? So according to the Rush, the definition of a Hodah is Hagadas Eidus. You're the aid. Now it's like you're the aid to someone else. So you're being magid something. Unless you're magid to an aid against yourself, then it's just dibor. Then they just overheard dibor, and you can always explain dibor. Then we have to define the Rambam, and then we'll try to define the Baal HaMor. And then there's one more question. I'm not really sure how to work this one out, but since this has to do with what we were stuck on this yesterday, that if you hide the Edom, this is what seems like the Ran and the Yadam are arguing on this. But if you hide Edom behind the fence, and then you say you owe me $100, And the guy says yes, so that's obviously no good. But then if you say, come, you want to come with me to testify in front of two Edim? So the Gemara says, if he says, I don't want to do that because then you're going to take me to Beis Din, the Gemara says, you can still say I was joking.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't understand that case.
But what if he says, okay, let's go to Edim?
What if the guy's behind the fence?
Then the Yad Rama says, then he's stuck.
Because then it happened already and he's hypothetically
that's
accepting
right.
of it.
That's right. Whereas the Ran seems to say that even at that point, it wouldn't be good. You can still say you're joking.
If they overheard a derech hodah, does that count? Or like we say that as long if there's no Edom around, it's never going to be derech hodah.
So that's what the Yad Rama is saying. That's what the Yad Rama is saying. Uh-huh. That if they overheard it derech hodah, that would be good, even if they weren't in sight.
And then you don't have to ask these further questions, like, let's go to Beis Din.
That's right. But the Ran seems to hold, if they're not there, it's never considered a derech hodah. So that's like a further machlokas within the Rambam side. No, the Ran does not.
Oh, okay.
It was within the Rambam side, there's like a further question. Do they have to be there in order for it to be considered derech hodah, or can they just overhear it? So we have a lot of possibilities to think about.